The UN Secretary General has visited Somalia many times before because of drought and violence. But this time, the drought is worse. 5 rainy seasons have failed in the Horn of Africa. Somalia is the most affected. More than 40,000 people have died in the last 1.5 years. Many more have had to leave their homes. Guterres is here to call for much-needed humanitarian support.
We have launched an appeal to the international community. Only 15% of that appeal has been funded until now. The international community has been absent-minded in relation to the drama of the people of Somalia. It's time to look seriously into these people that is suffering too much.
The city of Baidoa is badly hit. Many Somalis are coming here from different areas, but help in the camps is limited. Some are also fleeing conflict as the government carries out an offensive against the armed group Al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud says his government is winning the war.
At the moment, we're working together with other international partners, the stabilization program of the post-Al-Shabaab or the liberated areas. This will look to the UN to increase critical investment in these areas as these people, as our citizens, has been denied the accessibility of civil services for a long time.
The army has taken back important areas held by the group for many years. Al-Shabaab is still able to carry out attacks and scare people. Guterres' visit shows a glimpse of how uncertain things are here. Mogadishu was partially locked down, major roads were closed, and no one was taking chances. But that uncertainty is the life of many Somalis who call this home. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Baidoa, Somalia.